As the mind starts to settle, the breath starts to become a bit more fine and a bit more subtle. And sometimes we don't have the confidence in ourselves or in the mindfulness, and then we say, "Oh, my mind is wandering." So then we try to make the breath more clear. But at that point, that's when there is a good stable foundation of awareness and mindfulness in its comprehensive way, then one doesn't need to be attending to the breath in the same way, in the sensation of the breath. What you start attending to is the actual, say, feeling or presence of the breath or image of the breath. It's hard. I mean, language is a bit difficult at that point. But there's, you know where you're experiencing the breath, and to attend it to that point, the mind becomes very settled. And as one attends to that point of where one experiences the breath, then, and one sustains that, then the mind will oftentimes then just really settle and absorb into that sensation. It's almost like sort of dive into that sensation. Or sometimes the experience of just sort of being all of a sudden sort of surrounded by that awareness and that fullness of that sensation. So that there's this a solidity of attention. And that's when we can start to really pay attention to the knower itself, the mind itself. And of course, this is what the meditation is for. We said we use mindfulness of breathing, but it's a vehicle. It's a method. It's a skillful means to give us the opportunity to start to experience more clearly the mind itself, the knower, and the awareness turns back on itself, starts to see itself more clearly, and it's at that point where we can really start to kind of disentangle the kind of delusion and confusion such a ubiquitous experience in the human condition. Just, really starting to experience things from a place of clarity and discernment. And of course that's where we are able to start attending to letting go and relinquishing, dropping attachments. Because you start seeing clearly that they're we create pain for ourselves. We create confusion for ourselves. And it doesn't make sense when you see it clearly. From the perspective of confusion and delusion, it makes perfect sense why we should be upset and angry at somebody, or why we should why we just have to get that in order to be happy, or why something is really needs to be doubted and fretted over. It makes complete sense from the standpoint of confusion. But from the standpoint of clarity and discernment, it ceases to have the same logic, and we can start to let go of things, we can start to drop things, relinquish. Actually, Ajahn Chah was always pointing out the importance of this, coming to a place of really putting things down, of letting go, dropping things, dropping everything. It's like that. So you let go a little, you get a little peace. You let go a lot, you get a lot of peace. You let go completely, you get complete peace. It's a very simple equation. That Ajahn Chah has a wonderful ability to put something into a very succinct sort of manner. But that letting go it takes clarity, it takes a mindfulness. So that the developing mindfulness of breathing. This is a sort of like it's a basic foundation. Of our spiritual practice.